You have reached North Star
Okay,
Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Joy. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
yes, I need a tow, please.
Are you calling me in a safe location?
I'm calling from the same location. Did you have my location?
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can I get the spelling of your first name?
Olusholla.
That was Onufhola.
O L like in love, Ushola.
Okay. And your last name?
Ojuromi.
Can you spell that one more time?
O J like in jump, Uromi.
I as in igloo or Y as in York?
O like in Oscar, J like in jump, U like in up, R like in run, O like in orange, M like in Michael, I like in Isaac.
Okay. And can you do the same for your first name?
O like in Oscar, L like in love, U like in up, S like in Sam, H like in Henry, O like in orange, L like in love, A like in apple.
Gotcha. Okay, can you verify a good callback number?
612-741-3263.
Okay, and would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding your service today?
I just saw my car tow. I'm stalled on the highway and I just need to go to a shop.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding your service today?
Yes.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply.
That's okay.
Do you have your policy number?
I don't. Do you have it with you? I mean, I just give you my name. Do you have it?
No. Do you have your policy number?
Oh, let me go and get it for you. Hold on. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Okay, my policy number is I'm looking for it. I'm sitting with you. It says 00024. Let me put on my better.
Hello. Okay. It's 00024694447.
Zero zero zero.
Do you get it? Mm-hmm.
00024 6947. Okay, so that was 00024 6947.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, I didn't get any results for that policy number. Do you have your vehicle's VIN number?
The VIN number is 2C3.
Wait, can you use the phonetic alphabet with the letters? That was C as in cat.
Yeah, 2, C like in cat. 3, C like in cat. C like in cat. A like in apple. A like in apple. G like in good. 2, E like in Edward. H like in Henry. 209320.
Oh. Give me 1 second, sir.
Oh, did they know me? I'm running my mouth. Oh, God. You are asking me questions.
Yes,
I mean, but there is nothing for those clear redundant
okay,
questions.
Well, if you go listen and you don't ask questions, then you are not learning.
Most of the questions you ask, they are more like statements. You just say, oh, this is what it is. This is what I know it is. You don't say, ah, is it? I want to tell you. You say, oh, no, I can grant you. Oh, need your bomb. Yeah,
right,
anyway, I guess.
Do you have your effective date, your producer code, and your plan letter available?
My what?
Effective date, producer code, and plan letter.
I don't know what a producer code. I just have my insurance card.
Yeah.
This was renewed in August this year, and it expires in February next year, I think. Let me see. I don't know why you're having trouble locating it. I mean, It was renewed August this year, and I've been with the same company for more than 3 or 4 years. I don't know what's. Are you sure you have the right information?
Yes, I have the policy that you provided me. The policy number was 00024-6947, and then that VIN number was 2, C as in cat, 3, C as in cat, C as in cat. A as in apple, A as in apple, G as in goat, 2, E as in eagle, H as in Henry, 209320.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you should be able to put it up by the policy alone. You can't find my policy. What are you saying?
Yes, sir. I should have been able to pull it up with your name, but that didn't work as well. So I used your name, your policy number, and your VIN number, and none of those gave me any results in my system.
That cannot be right. There's something wrong with your system. I mean, I have my policy in my hand, my insurance. I paid the whole thing. I paid lump sum. So I paid for 6 months. So I don't know. Page 9. So, August. Yeah, this is my policy in my hand. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Is she there?
Are you still there?
Come here.
Okay, I have my policy in my hand. what's going on?
I'm not sure, sir. I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly what's going on with your insurance company.
It got to be something wrong on your own end. My insurance was paid 6 months lump sum in advance.
I don't work with the insurance company, so I don't know exactly what's going on with their policy numbers or their payments or anything like that. I just work for roadside assistance.
Okay, so what do you suggest I do now?
Well, we can proceed from here without the information. You will have to pay an out-of-pocket expense today, but you can submit a reimbursement consideration to your insurance policy to get your money back today.
Okay, all right. Just send them out. Send one out right away. August, September.
So when you're done with that, now
you need to do your course. Yeah, but you go, I'm usually in the past, of course, I said for tire and everything before.
Home address as it appears on your membership documentation?
3845 Highwater, HIAWATHA Avenue, number 436,
sir,
Minneapolis.
I can't understand you. I need you to spell it slower so I can type it.
3845 Highwater, HIAWATHA Avenue, number 436.
Number 436.
Minneapolis. 436.
Okay.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406.
That zip code was 55406.
That is right.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Mechanic shop. Yeah. I can't believe I did this.
What's the year of your vehicle?
Yeah, 2014, I think.
Okay, and the make?
Chrysler 300. Then he locked. Where could you have a deck of a journal? But one bunny, I'd like no doctor to have him. I said,
what's the color of the vehicle?
Black.
And what's the model?
300. Chrysler 300.
Okay, the make is Chrysler, the model is 300. I got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's going on with your vehicle today?
I don't know.
Is it not starting? Do you have a flat? Was there an
accident?
It's not,
the engine quit. It's not starting.
It won't start. Okay.
I have to have it towed.
Does the vehicle still shift out of park into neutral?
I don't think so. But I think it's in neutral, though. I don't think it's... I don't know. I mean, I can't get it to start to... I can't get... I mean, for me to... Yeah, I can't get it to start, so I can't shift. I don't know. I mean, it won't shift right now. It's not going to shift.
Try, because some vehicles, even if it's not on, if you press on the brake, you can still change the gear. Try that really quick and see if it'll go into neutral.
Yeah, hold on. Hello?
Yes, sir?
It shifts. It can shift.
Okay, good. And this isn't the result of an accident?
No.
Okay. And is the vehicle a four-wheel or all-wheel drive?
I think it's two-wheel drive.
Two-wheel drive? Okay. Are you sure? If not, I can go ahead and look it up.
No, it's not four-wheel.
Okay. Okay, and you have the keys on hand, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Will you be there when the tow truck arrives?
Do I need to be here? Can I just? It doesn't start, so they won't need the key. But I will leave the door unlocked.
Okay. If you want to leave the vehicle unattended, that's fine. You'll just have to leave the doors unlocked, and you'll have to leave the keys somewhere inside of the vehicle.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
But, All right. Go ahead. Do you know where I am?
No, sir, not yet. Just give me one second. Where will you be leaving the keys in the vehicle?
Yes, I will.
Where will you be leaving them so I can make a note of it?
On the seat, on the passenger seat, front passenger seat.
Okay.
Look under the visor, under the driver's side visor.
Okay.
In the visor.
Gotcha. Alrighty. Okay, so since you will be leaving the vehicle, you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended and waive all liability?
Okay.
Was that a yes?
That's a yes.
Yes? Okay, great. All righty. Now I need your current address of the vehicle.
It's on Highway 35 going north. After Hennepin exit. After Hennepin exit. It's on the shoulder.
And what's the zip code?
How much? I don't know the zip code here.
Which state are you in?
Which what?
Which state are you in? City and state?
I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay. Okay, and which exit did you say you passed?
15th Street exit. After 15th Street exit, before is between 15th Street exit and Johnson exit on Highway 35 going north.
You said Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Between 15th Street, between 15th Street and Johnson exit on Highway 35 going north.
Okay, give me one second. Actually, here, what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a text message, okay? When you receive that text message, I need you to press on the link and then provide me with the latitude and the longitude numbers, okay?
That shows up on the phone?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a text, and in the text, there's going to be a link. Just press on that link.
Okay.
And you should receive the text soon. I just sent it.
Yeah, let me check. Yeah, it's here. Okay, I have the okay. Okay, I'm pushing the link.
Okay.
Now, okay, the latitude is 44.988308.
Okay, that was 44.988308.
That's correct.
Okay, and now the longitude?
It's negative 93.236451.
Okay, and that was negative 93.236451.
That's correct. Can you repeat the latitude again?
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat the latitude again?
Mm-hmm. 44.988308.
That's correct. Okay.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me get this mapped out. Okay, just bear with me one second, okay?
All right.
All right, I gotcha. And what's the address you'd like the vehicle to be taken to?
Okay, give me 1 second.
I'm sorry?
Give me 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I want you to go to, are you ready?
Yeah.
1400 East 38th Street. East 38th Street.
Okay.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. 55407.
All right. That's the Vital Auto Service.
That is right.
Okay. And have you spoke to them? Do they know that the vehicle will be arriving soon?
Yes.
Okay.
There will be nobody there. They've closed for the day. Just put it in their lot. Put it in their parking lot.
Gotcha.
Not on the street. Not on the street, in their parking lot. And then lock the door. Lock the door. Just lock the door. Make sure the door is locked when he left.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Will you be paying for the service in cash, card, or check?
It will be card.
Okay. Will that card be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's Visa.
Visa, okay. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get in contact with some providers. I will have a quote.
I beg your pardon?
I'm about to go ahead and get in touch with some providers. Once I have a quote, I can either continue or I can give you a call back with that quote before I proceed.
Just have it told. I mean, just have it told.
Okay, but do you want me to call you back with the quote of how much it will cost before I proceed?
You can call me, yeah. You can call me, yeah.
Okay. So once I get that price, I'll give you a call back, and then you can let me know if you want me to go ahead and dispatch it or not, okay?
Okay. All right, hold on. Do you want my card information first?
No, sir. I don't need it.
Okay, never mind. When are you going to get my card information? Just let him throw it. Don't call me back. Just have him throw it.
Okay. Are you sure?
But how much am I? I mean, it's going to be reasonable. Just go ahead and tell you. It's going to be reasonable.
Okay. Alrighty. I'll go ahead and secure a provider for you, okay?
Okay. You want my card information now?
No, sir. I don't have to check your card information. That'll be taken later.
I am not. Okay. Okay. Because I'm not going to be here when they come.
Yes, but your number is on file, so you can always pay over the phone if you need to.
Okay. So I can leave now?
Yes, sir, you can.
I'm going to leave the key just on the driver's side visor.
Yep, I got it. I went ahead and put that in my notes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.